listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, Kevin McCullough, a very somber Monday that I think that we can all admit took us all by surprise. What is going on? What does it mean? Why does it matter? Let's have that conversation right now. Kevin McCullough on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, I don't know about you or what your Sunday consisted of, but I know for me it was very sobering. I don't want to be somebody that is overstating the case, but I remember 20 years ago like it was yesterday. I'm old enough to be able to do that. And here's two very important things that I remember about that time oh so many years ago. That we had allowed, prior to 9/11, the formation of a region of the world that nobody sheriffed. That was basically the Taliban territory. The Emirate of Afghanistan was what they called it. It was home to terror groups that were both controlled by the Taliban and embraced people like Osama bin Laden, who could come in and train and recruit and bring other people with him, which is what he did. And over the time that he had control of that country, or that they had control of that country, the Taliban did, terror camps trained jihadists, prepared them, and sent them into the West to carry out their attacks. We saw it in 93, in the first attack on the first World Trade Center attack, which was not successful, though people died. And then we saw it with crystal clarity on 9/11 as the towers were hit and the buildings fell and loved ones and the world watched as the pure evil of what the Taliban represents, what it stands for, what it means, and of what it is doing today in Afghanistan. We saw what that we saw what happened there. We saw what it looked like. We saw what it meant. So yesterday, actually several days ago, as the Taliban started rolling up cities and much faster than people expected, they had taken control of 27 of the provincial capitals in less than a week. And when they took the number 3 and then the number 2 city, the only thing that was left was Kabul. And as they started making their way, the West did or did not take the actions that they needed to take. Now, back on July 8th, President Biden said, we're not worried about this sudden pullout of Afghanistan because we've trained all the Afghani soldiers and they'll stand up to the Taliban when they come back. 300,000 soldiers and police, they'll stand up to them. Well, they didn't stand up to them. And many of them died. And part of the reason that they didn't stand up to them is because as we were abandoning our positions, we left all of our stuff behind. You're not going to hear this in many places today, but did you know that the Taliban now has more Black Hawk helicopters than 116 countries on the planet? There's only like 180 countries. They have more Black Hawk helicopters than Australia, our ally, who was there with us. They have hundreds and thousands of firearms that we left behind. And they are confiscating firearms from the private population of Afghanistan. And that's not all they're doing. They're going house to house in the cities where they are, and they're asking three questions. Did you help the West while they were here? The people that did are being dragged out, shot, or beheaded. They are asking if there are any women residing in the establishment. And if they are currently unmarried, they are being contracted to marry Taliban fighters. You know what that is, right? That's not marriage. That's forcible rape. They are disallowing any women from furthering any education that they have been enjoying the opportunity to receive for the last 20 years. And those who resist are being beheaded and shot. They're asking something else as well. Are you good practitioners of Islam? Or are you Christians? I did not find this out until a pastor from the region contacted on social media yesterday and informed me that Afghanistan had become the second most populous growth of Christianity on the planet, only behind China, in the last 20 years. So there are many, many believers in Jesus that are there. But they are being forced to recant or to die. And the particular pastor that contacted me said they're not interested in conversion. They don't believe that conversions will be genuine. You have to flat out recant your faith altogether or you're dead. And this all came about because we exited Afghanistan without any plan and without any real forward thinking. There are sources that are contacting me that are saying, Kev, this is all the doings of China, that China is actually the one pulling the strings on President Biden, that they want absolute control of Afghanistan. And so and we know how compromised Joe and Hunter Biden both are because of China. Those that have listened to this show, those that have paid attention, those that know that Hunter's laptops have, and laptops plural, because there's been three that he's lost that have fallen into the hands of our enemies with all kinds of information on them. We know that the president is compromised. But friends, this isn't some sort of Tom Clancy novel. It's not some sort of Jack Bauer show. This isn't some sort of cool movie about what's happening in the Middle East. Women and Christians are being beheaded as you and I sit here right now. Joe Biden allowed them to do that. And there's one other thing that you need to be aware of that he's also allowed. Over the last 7 months, since he threw the southern border wide open, and by the way, in probably too late of the nick of time, courts have told him he can no longer have, he can no longer refuse the remain in Mexico policy, that he should have never tried to undo it, that that is constitutional, and he must revert back to that. The remain in Mexico policy allowed us to go through the people that are applying for asylum and figure out who they are and make sure they don't come into the country until we know for sure that, among other things, they aren't terrorists. But friends, not only did he give the Taliban the biggest amount of firepower that any terror state has ever owned, Humvees, armored vehicles, Black Hawks, firearms like you wouldn't believe. But he also has an unguarded southern border in which dozens each month of Middle Easterners penetrate, sometimes get caught, sometimes don't, and make their way into the U.S. I don't know how that strikes you, but it strikes me as very concerning. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. You know that. But he didn't stop at just creating the best pillow. Now Mike has gone and done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this technology. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor or out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and they're made with quality leather suede. I know, I'm wearing mine right now. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable, you'll want to get some for the whole family. So call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA.
Imagine someone gave you a gift, and when you opened it, it read, "Your mortgage has been paid for all of 2022. This year, Holland Christian Home is sponsoring the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Contest. If you win, we're paying your mortgage or rent for the entire year of 2022. Enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Contest by going to WMCA.com. Enter once per day. The Miracle Mortgage Money sponsored in part by Holland Christian Home, a place for your aging loved one. Go to WMCA.com to enter the contest. And thank you, Holland Christian Home.
Cleanliness and safety are essential to the success of any business. That's why Cintas has introduced our Total Clean program, a one-of-a-kind service that includes scheduled deliveries of essential cleaning supplies, hygienically cleaned uniforms, and on-site sanitizer and disinfectant services to help eliminate germs. Learn what the Cintas Total Clean program can do for you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, I always promise you, you're going to get a real question answered by none other than Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, attorneys at law, specializing in everything you need to know about elder care and estate law. And Mike, today's question comes from Steven. He says, "My mom gave my brother a life estate in the house. Now that my mom died, the remaining kids want to sell the house, but my brother doesn't want to. Do we have any recourse? Have a good day," he adds.
Well, unfortunately for Stephen, no, there's no recourse. If mom gave his brother a life estate, that means he has a right to live in the house as long as he wants. And I guess mom knew what she was doing. Now, the only exception to that might be if the brother who lives in the house doesn't pay the real estate taxes, or it's in danger of being foreclosed on or something like that. Then in that case, they have some recourse. They can try to terminate the life estate. But assuming the one brother who lives in the house pays the real estate taxes, the insurance, and the other expenses of the house, he has a right to live there for the rest of his life. And that's not an uncommon plan.
It's and it may be something that your family is dealing with, friend, or you may have other circumstances that you're unclear on. And would be helpful to get a legal expert to weigh in and to help you plan properly. The good people at Connors & Sullivan, that's all they do, is specialize in this very type of thing. So give them a call today and get your appointment, 718-238-6500. And be listening as Mike Connors answers more of your questions, of course, every week here with Kevin McCullough, but also Saturday mornings on his own broadcast on AM 570 and 102.3 FM WMCA The Mission at 8 o'clock, and then on Sunday on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Connors, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians, and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition, and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, well, it's not just the first responders in New York City that marched by the tens of thousands yesterday across Brooklyn Bridge that are upset about the ongoing vaccine mandates. It's crazy. I had a call from a well-known music artist who had scheduled themselves to play at Carnegie Hall this fall. They're concerned about the mandates, both for the audience to come and for the band members, etc. And of course, you've seen athletes, you've seen actors across the spectrum, Broadway to Barclays, that have all expressed concern. But what does it all mean? What's it all add up to? Is it going to make a difference if these people object or not? Let's talk to Will Kane, host of the very cleverly named Will Kane podcast at Fox Nation, and a longtime sports personality. Will, I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate your podcast, and I appreciate more than anything the fact that you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, because here in New York City, there's very few of us, and we're going to have a heck of a year this year, I'm just saying. Talk to me about Kyrie Irving. What's going on with the Nets? What's your take on how the vaccine is being, the mandates are being responded to, and are these people that are objecting to it eventually going to be successful?
So first, I appreciate the camaraderie of Dallas Cowboy fandom. It's true, we're not going to make many friends this year because success just doesn't win over the unconverted, but the Dallas Cowboys look to be Super Bowl contenders, and I'm probably going to be insufferable as the year goes along. But it's not my fault, Kevin. They're really That's good. Right. As for your direct question about the vaccine, the mandates, and Kyrie Irving, so let's get to their success in just a moment. I find it astounding that you see people in New York, in Brooklyn, New York, marching on the Barclays Center in support of Kyrie Irving, because, you know, I increasingly think, Kevin, we're surrounded by a pseudo reality, an alternative reality, one that doesn't truly exist. And it's largely created and perpetuated by the quote unquote legacy mainstream media. We know that African Americans are disproportionately vaccine hesitant. But set aside vaccine hesitancy, support or opposition to vaccine mandates, what you're watching is people in the bluest of blue areas, Brooklyn, New York, marching of all ethnicities, of all races, marching in support of an NBA player. That just doesn't align with the picture that's been painted. And it just shows how widespread some of this opposition is to forcing people to take a medicine to participate in society.
It's really driven me a little bit batty to watch how over the last year we talked about first responders as though they were almost sacrosanct. And now those same first responders who happen to have not been vaccinated just yet are out of work. They were heroes, and now they're villains. And it's all because of the mayor's decision to call them that. There's something wrong with that, Will.
Oh, and they have put their lives on the line. They were heroes during the middle of a pandemic when there was no vaccine, and now they're not worthy to maintain the very jobs, the sacrifices they made throughout the pandemic. It's nonsensical. Beyond that, it's not scientific.
Right.
The idea of mandates is not supported by the science. It simply isn't. We know that the vaccinated and the unvaccinated spread coronavirus. It doesn't seem to protect you in any great significance from transmission. I think it's fair when we take into account all the data to say it does protect the individual who gets COVID from severity, potentially hospitalization from it. But that doesn't give you a duty to anyone but yourself. It creates no moral obligation to the man standing next to you. So therefore, why do I have to be mandated to take it? Who, by the way, Kyrie has, you know, throughout his career taken some pretty crazy and unsupportable positions. You know, he's openly pondered whether or not the world is flat. It's not. But that's fine. I mean, I guess Kyrie, it's fine to the extent that I don't have to have somebody agree with me 100% of the time to see when they're taking a moral and principled stand. And I think Kyrie is taking a moral and principled stand when it comes to vaccine mandates.
Well, I've talked to a lot of doctors on this very microphone, and what I'd love to see enter the public conversation is natural immunity. What's happened with people that have taken, that have gotten COVID, survived, and now have the antibodies that that, according to surveys that we are seeing out of Israel, out of Europe, out of the United States now, are like 27 times more effective than the antibodies that the vaccine is giving us as well. And there's zero mention of that. In fact, there's zero mention of really anything that has been proven to be helpful in terms of overcoming the pandemic. The only thing that the administration has been stuck on are masks and vaccines. And there's a lot more to the conversation that we're just not even entertaining at this stage of the game. Hey, let me shift gears just a little bit, Will, and I appreciate your straightforwardness. This week, the Boston Celtics got uninvited from the Chinese government to come and play NBA games over there. Now, I'm not a fan of us, you know, spending a lot of emotional or media or financial capital in China right now anyway. I don't like what they're doing to people groups within their borders, so I have a lot of other objections to it. But it seemed like it was just the statement of one player that the premier didn't like, and that was enough to end them.
This was entirely predictable. First, we have to set it against the backdrop that Daryl Morey made a statement, then the general manager of the Houston Rockets, now the general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers, about Taiwan. That statement earned the ire of the Chinese Communist Party, their government. They took NBA games off of television, and almost every NBA superstar and owner and league executive kowtowed to China in the wake of that controversy. Then after that, you have the Muslim Uyghur concentration camp controversy that the NBA also was forced to deal with, their own hypocrisy as they push for social justice here in the United States. It'll be interesting to see how the NBA responds to Enes Kanter. He's the one player you referenced, the Boston Celtics player, who stood up strongly against those Uyghur concentration camps. He wore sneakers that said Free Tibet. He wore sneakers that had the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party featured as Winnie the Pooh, which is something that he takes personal affront to. So these are direct shots at the people who responded so unkindly to this thing 2 years ago. How will they respond now? I would imagine just taking Boston Celtics games off the TV in China is the start. And it will be interesting to see how much the NBA does to try to put an end or stop this short, because they have a lot of money wrapped up in being successful in China.
Yeah, too much. But I hear you. Will Cain, listen to him on Fox Nation, the Will Cain podcast, and never, ever question his taste in pro football teams, because he's right on the money. You know why they put that hole in Texas Stadium all those years ago, right, Will? So that God could look down and watch his favorite football team.
That's right.
All right, Will, we're going to get tomatoed when we walk out of the buildings today, but I appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Kevin.
You got it. It's Kevin McCullough. We got a lot more straight ahead. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. We started Legacy Box so that family memories would be safe and could always be enjoyed together.
And this year, we're offering you early access to our incredible Black Friday sale so you can finally digitize your home movies and photos.
1 million families and counting have trusted Legacy Box to convert their aging media, because Legacy Box is safe, simple, and affordable.
From fading over time to risks like fire and water damage, your videotapes, film reels, and photos aren't protected unless they're on a digital format. And with the holidays approaching, don't wait. Simply fill your Legacy Box and we'll take care of the rest.
This is the first time we've offered Black Friday savings this early, and it's the most meaningful thing you can do this holiday season.
It's time to relive your most important memories and take advantage of Legacy Box's best sale of the year.
Visit legacybox.com/LBOX to get early access to our Black Friday sale. That's legacybox.com/LBOX for an irresistible deal. Legacybox.com/LBOX.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. One thing is certain, whether you're vaccinated or not, you need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers that have no scientific studies. Only the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Timothy Christian School in Piscataway invites you to their next preview day on Saturday, November 13th from 1 to 3 p.m. Timothy Christian offers a pre-K through 12th grade education with excellent academics and intentional character development taught by caring teachers in a safe environment. They prepare your child for eternity by laying the academic and spiritual foundation needed to succeed. Visit Timothy Christian's preview day on Saturday, November 13th. For more information, visit timothychristian.org. Prepare your child for college and for life.
Hi, I'm Dave Watson, senior pastor of Calvary Chapel on Staten Island. A few years back, we got our renewal church insurance quote from our longtime trusted insurance broker. It had gone up again. This time we did something about it. We called Church Mutual. Church Mutual saved us 40%. That's right, 40% off our premium. That is savings we put back into ministry. Church Mutual has been protecting religious institutions and nonprofit organizations since 1897. Their local representatives are familiar with our community and will take the time to get to know you and your insurance needs. Please go to this special website, churchmutual.com/WMCA. That's churchmutual.com/WMCA to request a quote and get one of their free wall-mountable planning calendars. If you're a leader in your church or you head up or on the board of a nonprofit, visit churchmutual.com/WMCA for a quote and a free calendar. You, like me, will be glad you did. That's churchmutual.com/WMCA.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free, no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold stress-free and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, so you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune into Lewis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on AM 570 The Mission every Saturday morning at 9, where you can talk live on the air with Louis Calamine. To schedule a private consultation with Louis, call 718-998-1100 or visit calamine.com. Remember, clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, every day we break down the latest breaking news. We try to tell you what it means, and we try to talk about why it matters. But sometimes we go beyond the headlines, and sometimes we go into areas that are more principally driven. And I'm glad to have my next guest, Jason Waller, joining us. He's founder and CEO of Power Home Solar, a leading provider of solar panel installation and energy efficiency services. He's got about 2,100 people under his employ. It's across 15 different states. And even though he never finished traditional high school, et cetera, he persevered, had a positive vision, and said, I can do this. But beyond that, he has become a judge on the Bloomberg TV show, 2-Minute Drill. He's got a motivational podcast, True Underdog. He's achieved a ranking of number 3 among Apple entrepreneurship podcasts. And he's got a highly anticipated book in which he shares his life and leadership called Own Your Power. And he joins us now. Jason, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here. What do you think is the missing ingredient for most people who are experiencing professional or vocational frustrations today?
The book talks about 8 of those things. But I think one thing that's really important is, you know, making your own map. A lot of entrepreneurs are people that just want to better themselves in life, period. They let the outside world dictate what's going on for them, you know, what people think about them. And, you know, depression and anxiety and insecurity is at an all-time high, especially with social media and the way people are, and they're flashing things. But the reality is everybody's got stuff. Everybody's got bad stuff, good stuff, great stuff. And people don't really see that. And so they climb in their box and they get insecure. And a lot of people who I call are haters or insecure will put you down and say, you're incapable of doing that, Kevin. There's no way you will succeed. And you have to do that. And that's usually because they're insecure. And what they do is they make you feel insecure. And so making your own map, which is, you know, chapter one of the principle, something I do, that I finally had enough. And I turned that noise into motivation. And I focus on what I could focus on, you know, being 1% better every day, not quitting, doing what I can do great, learning to get coached, understanding that my ego has got to go to the side, and I've got to surround myself as I grow something, you know, whether it be a business or a job or a family, with smart people around me to make me and elevate me to be better.
I've talked a lot about entrepreneurship, and I've dealt with a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs in real life. A lot of small business owners are my close friends and people that I do business with. I heard one motivational person say, it doesn't matter if you own your own company or if you're employed by someone else, you can be an entrepreneur anywhere you are. In fact, they kind of coined the term employeepreneur. But there is this idea that even if I'm not where I want to be at this moment, if I start approaching the job that I have today with the idea of ownership and having a stake in it and being responsible to the nth degree of what I am capable of doing, then I'm going to have a different outcome all the way around.
That is very true. And you know, we try to elevate and tell our team members here that act like an owner, because one day you will. And a lot of companies that grow, they get stock options or employee options or IPOs to the employees, gain share to get them to the next level. And I think that whatever situation you're in, especially if you work somewhere else, I mean, I worked in sales and I wanted to get promoted and I wanted to do all these things. So I had to treat it like it's mine. The employer will see that. The leadership will eventually see that this isn't just a job. When you treat it just like a job, that's what you're going to get, what you put in. But
right,
when you
right, right.
treat it like it's yours and you're going above and beyond, then the opportunity is there for you to move up.
Hey, talk to me about the Power Home solar business. How predominant will solar power be to power our homes, et cetera, in the years to come? And how soon do you think we're going to get there?
Well, I think it's going to be very soon, because you see electric cars, you know, GM and Ford and everybody, you know, Volkswagen, everybody making their commitments to be EV by 2030, 2035, 20. They're all coming. And when they go for sale, those cars sell out immediately. It's a lot cheaper than filling up your car, and people are about the efficiency. But here's the problem we have. We don't have enough power and energy right now. Our grid has issues. All the utility companies' grid has issues. And so when we take responsibility as consumers and homeowners out there to say, hey, I'm going to own my power, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to create my own energy through solar first and then utilize the utility company, well, then that is, you know, that's better, because it's less stress on the grid, and it allows the utility company to divert people who couldn't get solar or wind or hydro or any other renewable energy. They're able to do that. And, you know, we're seeing gas stations start putting electric chargers there. They're starting to put solar panels on their roof so they don't have to buy all the energy from the grid, because it's, you know, it's going to deplete the energy that we're making. We can't just wave a wand and make more energy. So, you know, whether it be the government, whether it be big commercial contracts, you see these utility solar farms everywhere and wind farms, or whether it be the consumer, it's our responsibility, because we need that energy. This isn't a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an American issue, because we need energy.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And, you know, the sun is free. Jason Waller, founder and CEO of Power Home Solar, judge on the Bloomberg TV show 2 Minute Drill, motivational podcast called True Underdog, and the book called Own Your Power, coming out in October. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
As you pray for the salvation of loved ones and friends, know that you don't fight the battles alone, that you rest in the fact that only God can change hearts, that you can ask for opportunities to share the gospel, and most of all, don't give up. Those are insights in Prayers for Your Unsaved Loved Ones, a complete scripture guide, free from Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef, when you log on to WMCA.com. When you pray, you are partnering with God to do and accomplish His will in the lives of your unsaved loved ones and friends. You are part of the process. This free prayer guide gives you examples of scriptures you can pray, making you a participant in an unseen spiritual battle that makes a difference. Download your free PDF by going to WMCA.com and clicking on the Prayers for Your Unsaved Loved Ones banner. That's WMCA.com.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hello, this is Steve Gregg from the Narrow Path Radio Broadcast. We're a live broadcast each weekday afternoon, and we try to answer every Bible question people call in and ask on the air. Sometimes it's very interesting. We get all kinds of questions, including whatever ones are on your mind if you call in. Join us each weekday at the Narrow Path.
Listen Monday through Friday morning at 4, evenings at 7. Learn more at WMCA.com. Under Programs, click Program Guide. With AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Hey, WMCA listeners, it's Donna East here at the radio station. And guess what? Great news. We are building websites and sending e-blasts for your church and businesses. Evangelize over the internet. We will work with you to make it affordable. If you don't have a website, you can't be found. You need to call me right away at 212-857-9632. People should be able to find you on the internet. 212-857-9632.
Attention Americans aged 65 and older. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 has begun. This is the only time to change your Medicare Advantage plan for a whole year, and SmartMatch Insurance is here to help. SmartMatch compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan or new plan can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. SmartMatch is like having a personal Medicare consultant who can help you get a better plan, including $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums. Plus, dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. Even benefits for hearing aids and diabetic supplies. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. SmartMatch makes it easy to find the right one with their free and unbiased help. If you find a plan you like, they can even enroll you on the spot. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 ends soon. The service is free, so call now. Call 800-989-7495. That's 800-989-7495. 800-989-7495.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. The Wall Street Journal yesterday had a very interesting op-ed that the editorial board authored as Kristen B. Tate rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough. And Kristen, the title of it is The Cost of School Shutdowns, a new McKinsey study documenting the severe student learning loss that took place in schools during the lockdown. Here's the top headline. Shutting down schools was among the most destructive policies of the pandemic. The consulting firm of McKinsey and Company examined spring 2021 test results for 1.6 million students in grades 1 through 6. They compared them to performance of similar students pre-pandemic. They discovered that the pandemic-era kids were on average about 4 months behind in reading, about 5 months behind in math, and they called the outlook very bleak. The study doesn't say, but teachers' unions were the main architects of this calamity. By first refusing to return to the classroom, says the Wall Street Journal editorial board, and insisting on watered-down schedules. The data company Burbio found that by the end of the spring semester, most students could attend school at least part-time, but due to union demands, the return sometimes amounted to a few days or hours in person of learning per week and not nearly what they needed. Kristen, as you know, the CDC has changed its guidance in the last, 36 hours, and everyone's talking about, maybe moving towards the masked existence again. I think a lot of parents have anxiety about any future possibility of shutdowns or such means or measures being taken.
Everyone who can should get their kids out of these government schools. It's an absolute disgrace, Kevin, especially when you consider that before these lockdowns, our public schools were already failing many students. Only one third of eighth graders were proficient in math in this country before the lockdowns, and some urban areas are even worse. I mean, in Detroit, only 5% of their eighth graders were proficient in math. So they were already doing poorly. And then you moved all these kids to this failing online learning through Zoom. And of course, it's a recipe for disaster. Our students are being failed, and it's because of these teachers' unions. And we now know exactly why this happened. It was never because of health. It was because the teachers don't want to go back to work. I mean, at this point, anyone can get the vaccine. There's absolutely no reason that anyone should be forced to have their kids stay with this despicable and failing learning online. And it's also just as bad, Kevin, to make kids go back to school fall with masks on their face for a whole year of these young kids. I mean, again, the teachers, if they're so worried about COVID, they can go get a vaccine. It's just really awful, and this is why people are fleeing the public schools at record rates. And once again, as with many of these left-wing policies, it's going to be the most vulnerable and the poorest families who are hurt most by this. You know, the people who can't afford private schools or who have working parents in the house who can't homeschool. And those are the kids going to be left in these failed classrooms in the public schools.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to be interesting because Randy Weingarten, the head of the largest teachers union, just said yesterday she can't guarantee that her union's going to approve opening schools on time in the fall. Talk about tyranny. These are people that are paid by our state tax dollars and should be required to show up on the job. Just really remarkable in terms of how bold they are being about some of these things. Let me ask you, let me shift gears a little bit, because I know that you love to talk dollars and cents, and I've got to get your take on the $1 trillion infrastructure deal that a bunch of Republicans seem to have signed off on, though they're not necessarily sure what's in it. It seems kind of Pelosian to me, not very Republican. What's your take on it?
Once again, this is just showing us how much of a failure our Republicans in Washington, D.C. are. I don't think there's anyone left in Washington, D.C., maybe with a few exceptions, who really care about the fiscal responsibility that they should care about, that their voters put them in office to care about. The left has moved the goalpost so far now that Republicans are calling it, you know, some sort of compromise. It's a shame. It's going to bankrupt our country for generations to come. And this is why I think so many people are pulling out of the U.S. dollar and putting their money into cryptocurrencies or even, you know, precious metals. We're going to see more of that. And by the way, I also think real estate is going to continue to soar. People think we're in a bubble right now. Well, I actually think these prices are going to hold, and they might go up even more as people pull their money out of the market and out of the dollar and put it into real estate. So we'll see what happens. But this is all really, really terrifying, and we have no way to pay for this. We're just printing the money and borrowing it indefinitely.
Yeah, and the more we print, the less valuable it is. That's the way it works. Let me shift gears one more time. You've got a big piece coming up for The Hill this weekend, and it has to do with cancel culture, and it has to do with big tech. Talk to me about what you're finding.
Yeah, it's actually a lot bigger and more insidious than just cancel culture. So in countries like China, they have what's called a social credit system, which is where the government keeps track of your actions and your beliefs, and then uses that data to control what you're allowed to do in society, what purchases you're allowed to make, what credit cards you're allowed to get. you know, how you're allowed to do banking, who you're allowed to associate with. And what we're seeing here in the United States, Kevin, is companies like PayPal and Facebook and even credit card and banking institutions now saying that they will refuse to do business with or give platforms to people who engage in quote-unquote extremist behavior. Well, what is extremist? That's a very, you know, subjective word, right, where the definition can change over time. And I think, you know, it's going to start with more fringy people getting blocked out of these platforms, but soon could come for even more mainstream conservatives. We could end up in a situation where anyone who does not hold the correct political views is essentially ousted from polite society, not allowed to do banking, not allowed to get loans, not allowed to have a presence on these online sites. It's really terrifying, and this is something that people should keep their eye on, because we could have a social credit system here not being pushed by the government, but actually big tech that's working hand in hand with the left wingers in the government.
Yeah, and that is true fascism when you have private big business industry and government in lockstep conspiring against the public. That is true control of the social order, and that's not what we're in favor of. Anyway, read her piece coming up Sunday in The Hill. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next week. Kristen, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kev.
All right. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, Thaddeus McCotter, congressman from Michigan, with an update on some things related to that state. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. You know that. But he didn't stop at just creating the best pillow. Now Mike has gone and done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this technology. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor or out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and they're made with quality leather suede. I know, I'm wearing mine right now. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable, you'll want to get some for the whole family. So call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231, Equal Housing Lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. As everyone knows, home values have skyrocketed. Chances are your home has gained a ton of equity. Why not use your home's equity to upgrade your house? How about a new pool in your backyard or a new kitchen? Turn your home's equity into cash with a cash-out refinance loan from Cash Call Mortgage. If your mortgage interest rate doesn't start with a 2, we may be able to lower your mortgage rate and get you cash. See just how low our rates are at cashcallmortgage.com. Get started on upgrading your house with a cash out refi from Cash Call Mortgage. For a free quote to see if you qualify, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call us today. Call 800-931-6651. That's 800-931-6651. 800-931-6651.
Like AM570 The Mission? Then don't forget to like us on Facebook so you can find daily encouragement in your newsfeed, share your thoughts about the mission, read inspirational articles, interact with our hosts, and find more information about our advertisers. Like us on Facebook today.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've exposed a number of genuinely disturbing vulnerabilities in our lives on today's show, whether it's young girls that can no longer race track and field because all of their spots on the team are being taken by boys, whether it's the government actually funding the research that created the COVID-19 virus that was then let loose on the world, whether it accidentally escaped or was released on purpose or whatever. I don't have any idea. I just know that I don't want us spending any more money to prop up the virology lab in places like Wuhan, China. I don't think that's too much to ask. We lost 500,000 people to that virus. I think enough's enough. But then we've also got the president trying to ban your ability to protect yourself, even in your home. And by the way, open borders, everybody can come in, everybody can do whatever they want. We're not going to COVID check anybody that comes in. We don't even know who they are. And as a result, sex offenders are coming across the border in rapid number. They captured 10 just last week on the border. But then there's this story. See, it's one thing for all of the portions of government to work in a such a way to just leave you vulnerable. But then when you don't do anything to stop the evil that is trying to take down the only force that resists the evil, then you've got an even bigger problem. And in Kansas City this week, Kansas City, Missouri, a BLM protester went on social media after screaming at police officers that she was going to blow their mother blanking head off. The video was taken Tuesday on the one-year anniversary of the death of George Floyd while in Minneapolis police custody, and it showed a black woman with a megaphone screaming these threats at police officers. Ironically, some of them were actually African-American. She said, because we're tired of being shot and killed because we're going to get pulled over for air fresheners. And friends, let me just assure you, that did not happen. Nobody got shot and killed because they were pulled over for air fresheners. Dante Wright was pulled over, and there was an open warrant for his arrest that he needed to be served. He had actually attacked a woman with a gun previously. So this whole air freshener thing, that's just bogus. And by the way, unarmed African Americans, you have a better chance of waking up and being killed by lightning three times in a given year than you do of waking up and, as an African-American, going about your life as an unarmed African-American and being killed by a police officer. And that's true despite the fact that African-American males perform about 55% of the armed violent criminal behavior in the country. It's still true that if you are unarmed, you have a better chance of making it through your life without being killed by a police officer than being struck by lightning three times in a given year. Anyway, this woman kept on in her megaphone, I'm waiting for one of these mother yuppers to pull me over because, baby, where I'm from, we don't give two blanks about the police, and we're going to blow your blanking head off. And nobody did anything about her. Nobody did anything about it. Friends, wake up. We are in a very dangerous time. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.